Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand. I'm so happy to have you here joining me today on the podcast, our Live, Love, Engage podcast, where we share, like the intro says, you know, practical advice from a spiritual perspective. And each week, I also bring you awesome guests, wonderful people that I've met or either a few times or sometimes complete strangers, but I've just met them briefly and they always elicit awesome conversations. And I have no doubt about the same because this person I actually have known for a while. Her name is Tracy, and I forgot to ask you how to pronounce your last name. Is it Rickard? Rickard?
Oh, Rickard, you got Rickard. It.
Okay, good. All right, awesome. And I have known Tracy here in Central Florida for a little while. We do go in the same networking circles. And she has a business called Tracy's Total Wellness. And Tracy is on a mission to empower women to fully own their self-expression and be unapologetic about it. I love that. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And she does live events, massage, yoga, and coaching services. She holds the space for women to come back home to their own bodies and life so they can lead from their power and passion. And you know what? And she also believes we all deserve to live a life we love. And I do too, because that's my mantra. That's what this is about. It's about living fully, loving deeply, and engaging authentically. So welcome, Tracy, first off.
Yes, thank you for having me, Gloria. I'm very excited to be here today.
Ah, well, awesome. Well, let's kind of jump right into it. So we know a little bit about you, but how did all of this get started? You know, what got you into doing this type of work that you do now?
Wonderful. I always love sharing my story because I always love hearing about other people's stories as well. So I was way back when in the good old college years, was studying to become an actor and was starting my journey into grad school and moving into that. I loved to be expressive. I mean, you could put me on a stage and I, you know, stage fright is not a part of my DNA. I really loved being in front of people. And my family thought it was crazy because they all could not understand public speaking and why anybody would want to do it. I just was expressive and I loved being able to express my creativity and also move people on a deep level. But just moving into that world of theater as a professional career, my intuition was just guiding me. It wasn't in the right direction for me. Mm-hmm. And that I got this nudge. I was going to be on stage and be in front of people, potentially in a different way. And that just led me into massage school. I was more trained in comedic acting, and so I loved learning about physiology and the movement of the body, and Lucille Ball is my idol. And I thought, all right, I love the body and how it works, and I'm fascinated with that. So I started my journey with body work and massage and just kept on moving into that journey of then I wanted to explore yoga and what that was all about. And seeing some of my clients, I realized a lot of stuff was more internal. And so I ended up getting health coaching certification with a pretty good emphasis on nutrition. And then working a lot with women, I realized there's even more stuff going on. So I decided to get more education and certification in hormonal work. Oh, okay. And I was doing that. That's what I started to do. And I started to help serve my clients. And then me, myself, I got ill because I was just putting all of my energy into my family, my friends, and my clients that I kept getting those little nudges. I call them God nudges that I needed to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't listening until my body made me listen.
Yep.
And I ended up in almost adrenal failure in the hospital.
Thanks.
Severe depression. Major hormonal imbalances, like my body was barely producing progesterone. My thyroid was out of whack because for women, we don't realize if our hormones are out of whack, a lot of times it will throw our thyroid off. And I was being told by other professionals that, you know, you just have depression and you need to go on an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. And they actually ended up making me worse. Mm-hmm. And was one of the reasons I did end up in the hospital. So I kind of had that, some people might call that, you know, at the bottom of the hole.
Right. Yeah.
Experience. And it made me realize that I really needed to take care of myself, to be there for others. The pain I witnessed in my loved ones while I was going through all this, it was hard to watch them because they were scared for my own well-being.
Yeah.
And it made me in that moment realize that us not taking care of ourselves is actually a disservice to the people we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's really hard to be able to, if you're not filling up your own cup and you just keep overflowing to everyone else, that's what happens, as you just described. It's like the body finally says, hello, time out. You've got to take care of yourself. So I'm glad you learned that lesson. So, but now you've gotten into really doing more than just massage work and yoga. I mean, you really are, you lead like networking groups and things like that. So you are doing your, employing the public speaking now that you saw. What made you really decide to go that way and really, because I know part of it is giving women an opportunity to express themselves. I suspect that the two kind of go hand in hand. So share a little bit about that.
I would love to. So what I realized is when I was going through a lot of my initial struggles is that there was a lot of people I was going to that weren't really listening to me. Mm. They were listening for how they could fix me, or they were listening for how they could diagnose me. They weren't listening to me as a human being.
Yeah.
And so I made it my mission when I started to get my own help is that I'm not going to anybody if I don't feel like they're listening to me.
Smart.
Yeah. I am not a textbook. Yeah. I am a human being with a beating heart and a soul. Mm-hmm. And I am unique and different. Even if I have the same symptoms of that last patient that walked in, I still am unique and different. And so that was a mission of mine while I was getting my own help. And one of the biggest things that really helped me the most was being around supportive community. Mm. It got me out so much more. You know, I had my supportive yoga community. At that point, I couldn't even do like active yoga. I can only do restorative because my adrenals were so bad. Mm. I tried some group therapy because I had to deal with all the shame of being labeled of someone with depression. Mm. And getting around other people that also knew what I was going through, it was powerful. And I realized there's something in the power of community that can help us on a personal level way more than we realize. And so I decided when I moved, I'm originally from New York, so all my training, everything I mentioned, most of that was done in New York. I moved down to Florida 5 years ago, and that was something I wanted to explore more of. And I started to call it community medicine. Mm. It was almost like we would get together, and it would feel like it was medicine for our soul, and people's physiology would even change. Their mood would change. People's blood pressure was going down. Their stress level was going down. And I was like, okay, there's something to this. Yeah. There's something to this powerful community. And so I started creating retreats. I wanted to create something different with networking. So we sit in circle and we meditate instead of eating food in a loud restaurant. I wanted to create containers for people to feel exactly like you mentioned, feel like they can fully express themselves.
Right.
So each event that I run is a different style of container for someone to express themselves, whether at a level of networking to be authentic and honest and share from their heart, or even my deeply healing personal trauma recovery retreats with Mother Nature. Every single thing I do is creating that container. Mm-hmm. And when that can happen, the possibilities are, they really are endless. So community medicine has been like my secret ingredient for years now, and it's working fantastically.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because that's definitely something that I know I can attest to, is whenever I have been in some sort of community like that, it really makes a difference in how I feel, how I can engage with other people. And because we are social creatures. We are not meant to be alone. We are meant to interact with others. So It's great that you're able to provide that container and multiple containers of different shapes and sizes, I guess, for folks to do that. What, how do you, beyond that, like what, I guess when you work with someone, let's say like one-on-one, what is sort of the, do you see like a common thread amongst, amongst women in particular, of something that they, maybe that they're challenged with, or something that they come to you and you're like, oh yeah, I think this is what's going on. Do you see that? Have you seen something like that?
There's a few common themes that I've noticed working with a lot of my clients. Number one, it's that constant battle between others and self, others and self. I work with a lot of women that are either in leadership positions professionally or personally, and are also in caregiver positions. And it's that constant battle between, well, I need to take care of these people, I want to love these people and nurture these people. It's that mothering quality and nature we all have. And then, oh, wait, I also got to take care of myself. And it's that constant struggle of juggling how to make that possible in their lives. I see that by far with every client. There is some level of struggle they're having with finding harmony between those two things, for certain. I also work with a lot of women, and now that I've been doing much more of a deeper soul level work, I still do some work, you know, hormonally and things like that and with the body, but I find that I created a system, the stress reset system, where we have to look where it manifests in body and then in our mind, then in our emotions, like are we holding on to other people's stuff or are we resisting how we feel? And then at the deepest level, soul work. And I've noticed the clients that I'm attracting more now are on the emotional soul level. And they are on a level up of identity. What I mean by that is almost like they're coming into a new version of themselves and they are kind of freaking out. I say in the easiest way possible, I'm like, it's almost like you're a witch and she's coming into her powers. They are seeing this level up in their healing and in their leadership. And it's almost, for some of them, freaking them out. Well, what do I do with all of this? And I've been working with a lot of women now that are just coming into that, like, I like to call it that medicine woman or that wise woman identity. And they're trying to figure out how to navigate that and be there on that level. Because to operate at that level, there are other things that need to be set in place that they might not have right now. So those are the two things I've been noticing.
That's awesome. And I can certainly relate to that because it gets, well, you know, change of any type is always a little challenging at times, you know, because we tend to resist change. We want to be able to stay the same. And yet at the same time, there's also parts of us, I know, that our soul yearns to grow. We want to be able to grow, because if you're not growing, you're dying. And so some having to be able to navigate these two things can be like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like you're, you know, a rubber band that's like expanding and then contracting, expanding and contracting. And so it's good that you can help people.
A package just arrived at the perfect time. The ding dong was right. Expanding and contracting. Yes, that is life.
Absolutely. I like that. That was good. God saying, yep, that's it.
It's all my essential oils, I think. So it's all my wellness stuff at my door.
Cool. Well, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about what you're doing now. What is, you know, when, as we're recording this, it's still in the beginning of 2020. So what is your vision? Everybody's talking about 2020 vision. So what is your vision for the future? What do you see? Where are you going to be? What are you going to do? What's your big plans?
Oh, I love this question. So I've shared several times, and I think I shared with a gathering you were at, I want myself, the last 2 years was really on that level up of identity, doing, you know, my own juggling of others and self, as well as kind of coming into my own of doing more deeply therapeutic healing work. I'm working at the level of grief and trauma now, much more than I was before. And so to serve people in that level, I myself have to make sure I'm really taken care of. I am holding on to people's pain and it's sacred work. Whether that's on the massage table or one-on-one coaching or even at an event, To be able to hold on to people's pain and allow that pain to be processed in that deep level, I need myself to take care of me and get grounded. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is for so long in my life, my identity was peacemaker. I wanted to keep the peace with everybody. I'm very empathic, so I feel everything from everyone. Mm-hmm. And I always, when I would feel resistance or unresolved emotions or whatever it was, I always wanted to bring peace to that. whether it was the person in back of me at the grocery store or, you know, my family member struggling with something.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, through this journey, again, that's not as much a service to them as it is a disservice. They're not ready or they're not at that level of change. I can't make anybody else change.
Yeah.
And what it was doing to me was I was almost losing myself in the process of trying to keep the peace. And what I realized is kind of going through the gamut the last 2 years, it was a lot of grief and loss and a lot of things that were coming to the surface for me personally that I had to deal with. And also show up in my community, being vulnerable when I needed to, and, you know, not faking it, sharing with people what I'm going through and navigating how I can be vulnerable and share about my pain and my process, and at the same time, be respected and seen as a leader.
Right.
And in that process of last year, realizing that my identity now is influencer over peacemaker. Mm-hmm. And so I declared it at the winter solstice last year, and I am stepping into it, and I'm really seeing opportunities being given to me now to be in that role of influencer over peacemaker, because they're two totally different things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that's where I see my journey. It's influencer.
Well, I love that. I love that. And they're both vital roles. But you know, sometimes it's a good role to play at one part of your life, and then, you know, it's time to step up and take a different role. So I salute you for that. And I look forward to watching this journey unfold over the next year or more. And I know that you will get all the wonderfulness that you deserve and have the influence that you want. I'm sure of it. So as we're kind of wrapping up here, what is... well, actually, two things. Number one, what would be one, if you had to give someone one piece of advice, what would that be?
Listening will get you farther than talking. Listening. Mm. And tapping into that in many levels, even being an observer of your own resistance or pain or whatever's coming up, listening. Listening to others, even if you don't agree with what they're saying, holding space and listening. A lot can occur when we truly listen to ourselves and to others. Yeah. So that would be number one by far, is we should be listening more, talking less.
Yep. That's why they say, that's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. So
right.
Pay attention to that. So I love that. So if someone wants to be able to get a hold of you, especially if they are in the Central Florida area and they want to connect with you, maybe attend one of your events or maybe work with you one-on-one, what's the best way to contact you?
Wonderful. So I have two different ways for people to connect, on the virtual as well as locally in person. And in-person events can be found on my website, tracystotalwellness.com, and that's T-R-A-C-Y-S, tracystotalwellness.com. And then there's an events tab, and all my events are always listed right there on the website of anything up and coming. The same thing, Tracy's Total Wellness on Facebook. So if people are more in alignment with Facebook, there are posts I post every day that are inspirational, motivational, and the local events can be found there as well. As well as an opportunity to connect virtually, I'm starting to really build and create community medicine virtually. And I have a private Facebook group that they can find on my Facebook page, but it's called In the Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. And it is creating a level of community medicine for us to really share our gifts. And it's more about that fully expression, unapologetic stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is private. We get in there, and when, you know, people are having more of these conversations, a lot can really occur. So virtually the best way is the In the Pursuit of Happiness group, because it is an authentic and unapologetic space. And then locally, they can find all my events on my Facebook page or on my website as well.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a terrific group. I love the name of it, In the Pursuit of Happiness. That's great. So I'll have to go check it out myself. And just for those of you who are listening, if you're in the car or what have you, if you go to my website, GloriaRand.com, and go to the blog tab, you will find the show notes for, that's where I put all the podcasts are there, and you can find the information there. So thank you again for being with us and chatting today. I appreciate it, Tracy. Good to see you.
Always good to see you. And thank you, Gloria. I'm really grateful to have you in my life. And I really, really love it when I meet fantastic, awesome, cool women that are up to good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Back at you. All right. Well, just a reminder to, if you want to hear more wonderful interviews like this, and if you're not already a subscriber of Live, Love, Engage, you can find us on just about any podcast platform out there, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. So make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll be notified when the next episode comes out. And if you can leave us a review and a rating on iTunes as well, that would be fantastic. And until next time, I encourage you to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.